This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
For kids across Australia, it's almost a rite of passage to receive a set of Lego for a birthday or Christmas present, spending the hours after unboxing and getting creative. However, for kids with vision impairment, playing with Lego can be more challenging. Well, that's all about to change with the first lot of Braille Lego bricks arriving in Australia for trials. And joining us to share more about this very cool new toy is the ABC's National Disability Affairs reporter, Naz Campanella. Good morning to you, Naz.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, Naz, some people might be listening to this thinking, hang on, Lego has bumps already. How can this Braille Lego be any different? How does it work?
Yeah, look, so this is a really lovely story. And, you know, I started to think back when I was doing this story about my own experience of some of the toys I used, because I'm blind myself. I lost my vision when I was 6 months old. And to be quite honest, some of the toys were a little bit daggy. They looked really different. You know, they were designed specifically for kids with vision impairment. And because they felt and looked really different, you know, it made you as a kid feel really different and excluded from your sighted peers. And so what I love about this is that an iconic toy has taken Braille and it's modified the Lego bricks to include letters, numbers, and, you know, symbols in Braille, and that's alongside the printed version, so that people who are blind or have low vision can play and learn alongside their sighted peers.
It's very, very cool. I mean, to think that it's more than just a toy, it's actually used to help build numeracy and literary skills. Can you explain how that works?
Yeah, so in the same way that you might have, for example, learnt to read when you were a kid, Sam, through learning to recognise instantly what a word or letter is with your eyes, it's that same sort of tactile differentiation with Braille Lego. So kids who are blind or low vision would learn to recognise instantly when they touch a particular word or letter what that is. And so I guess it's, in a sense, learning to you know, touch read or sight read.
Yeah.
And then in terms of maths, I mean, maths is such a visual subject. I know I personally really struggled with it.
Yeah.
And so it provides a really physical, tactile representation of the makeup of a mathematical problem and kind of how to break it down. It kind of, you know, provides a tactile element to the concept so people can understand it better.
So it's my understanding that these new Lego bricks aren't for sale just yet. So who's receiving them here in Australia?
So the Lego Foundation has put the kits together. There are 1,000 kits featuring more than 300 Lego bricks in each kit, and it's gifted them to Vision Australia, one of Australia's prominent disability organisations for people who are blind or have low vision. And so schools that have students who are blind or have low vision will apply to Vision Australia, and they'll receive the kits through that organisation. And Vision Australia is also providing a webinar sort of session that goes for an hour to kind of provide some ideas for activities and sort of lessons that the Lego could be used in. So providing that sort of education around the Lego bricks.
You mentioned at the start that you yourself are vision impaired. You have been since you were 6 months old. And yes. You also said that, yeah, some of those toys were daggy. What would having this Lego back then when you were a kid have meant to you?
I think more than anything, it provides a quality in learning and play, so that kids can play together no matter whether they have vision or not. Mm. But also it normalises Braille and raises awareness of Braille as a form of communication and learning for people who are blind. So, you know, I mean, most people know what Braille is, but many don't, and many, especially children, you know, if they haven't seen it or heard of it before, they don't understand how it works and you know, that it's more than just funny little bumps on a page, you know. So it gets kids talking.
Yeah, it's amazing. Look, Naz Campanella, thanks so much for telling us all about Braille Lego. It's been really, really exciting to hear that this has been released and hopefully becomes even more common in the coming years.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Have a lovely day.
That's Naz Campanella, the ABC's National Disability Affairs reporter, talking about Braille Lego.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.